street soldiers, freedom fighters, out there making a difference by just some honest conversation and some real talk. Street soldiers.
Okay, I'll jump on the phones as promised to get back to Daryl. We told you we were going to talk to you, and here we come. Daryl, you're on Street Soldiers.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
Oh, good.
Okay, you got pick them. Go with it. What's your topic?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the fact that a radio station decided to stop playing the greatest hip-hop.
Go right ahead. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I actually think it's great because, like, many of the stuff that they play, people will try to mimic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads to plenty of violence and killings and whatnot on the streets today.
Yeah. And see, I happen to agree with you. So, to me, it's if somebody says no, that's great. I mean, it can be an individual that says no. It could be an artist that says no. It can be a radio station that says no. It could be a record company that says no. Yeah. So this one said no, and that's, to me, that is really something. I mean, what we call street soldiers are people that take a stand. They took a stand and said, we don't have any part of this. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. I know the damage that it does. See? I know the damage that I work with young people all the time, and I know. So, I don't like it. So anything I think that contributes to that, I'm after. That's the way I feel. So I see you feel the same way.
Yeah, and I actually heard you mention earlier about the article 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Where they talked about all that.
Yeah. Did you see that? I didn't see it.
Oh, yes, I actually saw it.
Okay. Go ahead.
What it was about was like, where they had like a executive of a record industry that had Busta Rhymes that came on, and they were talking about how they had committed, the record company's worried about Busta Rhymes' street name because he was now being called a snitch.
Mm.
Because he had worked with the police when it came to the killing of the guy that helps work on the Touchy Remix video.
Wait. He was being called a snitch because he tried to bring a killer to justice?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but the street is a mess. I'm telling you, man. Yeah.
What else they did was they talked to Cameron. They actually asked a few questions about it. They said, okay, well, you have been shot a few times, but you won't cooperate with the police. He said, why is that? Cameron said, oh, that's because it's like, it is bad to be a snitch. You pretty much said that, like, a shorter version said, it's bad to be a snitch. You do not want to be a snitch. And then they interviewed a few kids about it. And when they were talking about it, and they said, okay, what do you feel about this? And they said, we feel the same way.
Yeah, see, and that's why I'm tired of these guys getting that kind of access to put out that kind of nonsense.
Because the kids will absolutely take that and see that as good advice, and they'll follow that.
Wisdom from Cameron.
I mean, I'm 15, and I don't even really necessarily like that kind of music.
Yeah. I got you, bro. Well, I'm glad you think about things, because see, the only way this stuff works is people have to think and reflect and just can't be what I call it, I'm calling them puppets, people who just say, they do it, so I do it, you can't do that. You got to think, and the enemy of this whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, is people thinking and reflecting and looking at the bigger picture. You know, the picture right then is get me paid. Well, getting me paid might get somebody killed. And, so I appreciate that, man. I really do. I appreciate your call. Appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for listening to Street Soldiers.
And we definitely appreciate the position that you're taking.
Got it, bro. Hang in there. You're a street soldier. All right. Let's go to Kizzy?
Yes?
You are now on streets. Oh, Lord. What you got? Is it radio on?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
I have two comments to make, actually.
I understand.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. You can talk now, hon.
Oh, I can?
Yes, you're please. On the air.
Okay.
Is it your phone or is it you?
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay, the two comments that I wanted to make, one was about the Virginia Tech.
Yes.
And just the situation that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, you know, to look at the situation and what happened, which is sad and all, but it brings a lot of concern to the students who's planning to go to college away from home.
Yes.
And the parents who are sending their kids to college.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of scares as me also, you know, my children will be going to college hopefully in the future.
Yes.
Being that they're young. But that's, you know, that's scary to think about that situation and being more scared that you're sending a child away from home and, you know, you want them to do the right thing and with them doing the right thing and you see they're still not safe.
Yeah, it's you know, my daughter.
But it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, you can't stop. You know, you can't stop sending kids to college. You just hope you can get better at sort of spotting folks like this.
Right, but then hopefully the universities will learn something from this because it was clear that he was mentally ill. There were some issues. The counseling department knew that he had, that there was some problems there. And once he was declared mentally ill, the university didn't have access to any information. And then he's back on campus. You know, so I think that somewhere in there needs to be some bridges. You know, if there's the possibility of somebody that's mentally ill that could be doing some damage, the counseling department, the universities need to know that so they can really monitor that kind of thing a lot closer.
And the fact that he bought the guns. And the guy didn't know, and he bought the guns.
Right.
And, you know, and he had the guns in school. He had the guns on the campus.
Right.
That could happen anywhere.
And all of the paperwork was good. So that's, that definitely needs to be addressed. And hopefully somebody will take some steps to look at that.
Right. We agree
really,
wholeheartedly.
We send kids to college every single day.
Well, and school, you know, and high school, and elementary school, and you know, and we heard earlier, young lady said, "There's guns at our school." You know, it's a middle school, so that is,
You know, and I spend time working at a university. My son called me, said, "Mother, well, he's about ready to tell me to go get another job."
All right, you got anything else for us, dear?
Right. I also wanted to comment on the Don Imus and, you know, with Snoop Dogg and everything, the whole situation, even down to the radio station.
Yeah.
I feel like if that's what the radio station, as far as if that's what they choose to do, they are going to lose, you know, some listeners for that.
And then
as far as Don Imus, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's already bad as black people in our culture. We use the word. But it has never been an open thing anyway. I mean, aren't we watching right now, just went through Black History Month with Roots and everything. Just bring it all back. You know, it has never been okay anyway to use the word. But then in rap, that's their freedom of speech.
You're not going to get it back.
And they are paid for that.
You're not going to get it back. You done gave it to everybody now, so everybody feels they can say it. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Imus thing would. But to me, it wasn't nothing to export because it's bad. It's been killing us for a long time. So.
Exactly. I think with the Don Imus situation, it just brought it out more. It's not in the closet like what it used to be. It's really out there, and it's everywhere. It's not just here on the street.
Yeah, well, this dude called me one. He wasn't, I was like, what? Who are you talking? See, but he like, man, what's your problem? That's all. What's your problem?
You know, right.
I ain't with that, you know?
It's still not okay.
No, not for me, ever. I don't let black folks call me that. And I have never called a woman that. I never have. I don't care. It's funny, no matter what kind of issues I done have with women, I have never called them that because I just don't do that. You know, that ain't cool. That is not cool. I mean, that ain't cool, so. Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate your calls and, you know, and your concern. Thank you, dear. Thank you very much. All right, that was, we got some thoughtful calls.
Oh, yeah, we've got great callers.
Street soldiers. You know, don't be talking about the street soldiers. They reflective. All right, John.
Yeah.
You want to run with school violence? Go right ahead.
Yeah. I just had a question here.
Yes, sir.
You know, for the folks. You got loud music playing, man. I can't hear nothing.
Oh, my bad. We're going to put it down just for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question for the folks out there, man. And this is hypothetical, but what if these school systems ain't trying to develop scholars anymore? They trying to develop soldiers to go fight some wars and stuff. You know, feel me?
Well, I don't think they were trying to develop this guy.
No, I'm just saying it's real funny how the same scenario is playing over and over again from Columbine to you know, to this new one. And then, as your caller said before, it's happening out there with paintballs and BB guns and whoop-de-wham. And
but I don't think that has to do with the schools. I think the culture. I mean, look.
No, because I'm saying there's no conflict resolution from the authority, you know what I mean? From the authority figures, from the adults, from the people that are teaching you. They should be teaching you conflict resolution. Yeah. They should be teaching you how to identify certain kind of behaviors that can easily be defused just by someone coming up and saying, let me take the time out to talk to you and find out what's going on with you. I mean, you know, you're a person just like me, and we're both in this together. So if you're hurting, I'm hurting. And
you
if
know,
you're going to end up hurting people, you understand
I think young people... And, you know, the basis for what, and I was a teacher, let me tell you, both Lady Estelle and I have worked in school for years. I was a teacher for years, middle school, in fact. And I realized that young people were bringing issues to school, you know, that we weren't properly prepared to deal with. And it was affecting what they did in the classroom and my ability to teach. I never felt the school in any way adequately address those issues, okay? They just sort of kicked everybody out or dealt with it, or didn't deal with it, and you'd have all kind of mess on the campus. So when I started my organization, I felt we're going to do the reverse. We're going to deal with the issues, and then the students, we're going to create an environment so that students can learn. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think schools pay nearly enough attention to this stuff.
True.
I'm with you. I do.
I'm just saying because I got kids out there. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that got kids or kids themselves, and they're in these situations. And it seems like day in and day out, people are getting terrorized right here in the streets of California, United States.
Yeah.
And like we in a war. People got to understand we in a war, and it ain't just overseas.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And people are playing video
right
games.
Now,
they doing all
here.
This stuff. Yeah.
If there's people here that know that the war we went into wasn't exactly copacetic. So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of blurring of the lines so that everyone don't stick their head up and say, wait a minute. You know what I mean? If you got this terror going on, a lot of people go back into their hole. They slink back into a hole and they don't address things. They don't get together and get to these little town meetings or these little community meetings, and people start looking and saying, who's hurting out there?
Yeah.
Who out there got their head down when they're walking? And why do they have their head down? And are they going to be around my kids, or are they going to be around me? And they decide, snap. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm bringing out these, I would say, harsh statements is because we in trying times right now. You know what I mean? And all this happening in the schools, it's just a reflection of what's happening in the world.
I do not disagree with anything you said, sir.
Absolutely. We can't disagree with any of that. I mean, there are a lot of aspects, people, that should share in the responsibility of the safety and security at schools. In a university setting, there's a lot of freedom. There is the expectation that young people know how to make good decisions, and they do that.
Yeah.
In middle schools, elementary schools, and high schools, it's a little different. And you know as well as I do, kids come in, they bring in issues. A lot of kids can really be mean. When we take a look at this particular killer at Virginia Tech, he had been bullied. When we stop and look at others,
exactly.
Columbine, they had been bullied. And so, yes, and so you had...
And if you look at the media and say someone from another country turns on the TV here in the United States, and they look at the TV, they're gonna see whites and blacks, and they're gonna think that's all that United States is composed of, and that's the only thing. And there might be some other races sprinkled in there, but usually they're a side character, and they're either a bad guy or else they're a flunky. You know what I mean? They're not showing strong representatives of every culture, because I tell you what, United States is supposed to be the melting pot, and every culture is supposed to be represented. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's being represented right, and people are coming into school with this, and all they have is MTV. They go to sleep with the TV on. You got messages being pumped into the ear while they're asleep. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and so when you start looking at it and you take a head count, how many people wearing camouflage? How many people wearing skull and crossbones? How many people are... You see what I'm saying? These
we agree
no,
with you. Like I said, there are responsibilities that many people need to take more responsibility, and we really appreciate your passion. We hear you. We absolutely agree with what you're saying.
And we're going to move on.
Tell the parents to step their game up.
You did. You told them better than we could. You told them better than we could. All right. Light on John's mind.
Well,
stuff
well, yeah.
Him. Yeah, okay. All right. James, You are on Street Soldiers. Go right ahead. Pick a topic.
Yeah, so many, but...
Yeah, there are many. Yeah.
One I wanted to respond to, I think, a young lady. Well, not necessarily respond to, a young lady called earlier about, you know, why we don't comment more on the murders that we're having over here and massacres over here. And I think not that it justifies it anymore. It's just that, unfortunately, people die every day on the streets. And one is too many. But one of the last places you expect it to happen in mass is at our schools.
It's like that's right.
Yeah, right, sure.
It was over here at Virginia Tech.
Sure.
You know, my daughter's at school in Washington, D.C., and I would dread, you know, to even hear that. So, yes, I was thinking on those terms, too. That's why I can see you, I think you said it well, if 32 people get killed anywhere at one time, it's going to make news, especially on a school campus, on a college campus, where our children are. Okay?
Yeah.
As far as safe schools, schools are as safe as the adults make it. And I say the adults because I spent 10 years on a high school campus. And if you don't walk around the campus, and one of my jobs was to keep the campus, to help keep the campus safe and secure. And if, part of the problem is that you have the credential people, the people that are credentialed to teach the kids about education, but they're not necessarily teaching them about life.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We're there.
Okay. Whereas, if you don't check a young person and check them in love, they're going to keep right on going. They're going to keep on pushing the envelope. They're going to keep on pushing the line.
Yeah.
But the minute you step up to them, you can be stern, but it still can be in love and let them know that, that you're hearing them. They respond. They step up to the plate.
Well, see, you said it correctly. Check them in love. Man, you used a great phrase because if it's not in that way, you're not going to get nowhere anyway.
Well, no, you're not. I mean, yeah, you end up with some bullets flying your way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, it's not that hard to do. It didn't matter, like as the caller said before, the color of their skin. It didn't matter whether they were black, white, brown, African-American, European, Samoan, Tongan. I worked, you know, with all of them. The Gothic, it didn't matter. I went up to them, I knew them by name.
Yeah.
And they knew, and it didn't matter. And it's like, no, you're just not a number. And let me get in the way. Let me get into what you're doing. I don't care if you're wearing all black and leather on a 100-degree day. I'm going to know you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, it didn't matter. So it's up to the adults to get out there in our schools and feel the climate of what's going on at our schools. I heard one young lady say that her school wasn't safe, and that was Oakland Tech. Oakland Tech is another school that I worked at. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, I didn't really hear about the drive-by with the paintballs, but if it happened on Broadway, anybody been down Oakland on Broadway, it's kind of hard to stop cars from going down the streets on Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, it's really a nice campus. I've always promoted Oakland Tech as being one of the best schools in Oakland. Mm-hmm. It has the drama there, but you can go to any university you want to from Oakland Tech if you apply yourself. You know what I mean? But as far as the safety of it, you got to know the culture. You got to know the culture of your kids. You got to know the climate. I mean, if you're there on the campus and you're there to... for safety reasons, campus supervisor, campus security, you got to know your students and you have to know the climate of the student. You should be able to walk out on the yard and know something's not right.
Sound like you only did a great job and were a great person doing the job. Nice job.
Well, nice I just job. Wanted to, you know, to add that in and just, you know, just have people, tell people just stay encouraged and I love you guys. Nice talking to you. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot, brother. All right.
See, I love when he said, check them in love. And then when he said, you got to know them. See, a lot of things happen and don't happen in schools. And that is, do the teachers and the administrators, are they building relationships with the young people that are in and out and around their school? See, but he talks about being in relationship with his kids. He feels them, he knows them, he sees them, and he's interacting with them. That makes a difference.
Well, you know, my basic rule was always treat every child like your own. Because, see, with your own, you're going to be there. Hey, don't do that. You're going to get involved with them. You have to treat. In order to really be effective today, to me, you've got to treat every child like yours. That makes you treat them like yours.
And they can feel, they feel.
And they know
that.
You ain't doing it for a job. You ain't doing it for the money. You're doing it because that's your child. That's the way I think you should deal with children in any capacity. We got to go to break. We'll be back. Teresa Chauncey, what is it, Azuri?
Yes.
Azuri. And these two other lines that are blinking, we're going to get you in. All right, more Street Soldiers in a moment.
Street Soldiers.
It's the one, the only, the original.
Ain't your
y'all sick of us dying over nothing.
Street Soldiers, Revolutionary Radio at its finest. Keeping you alive and free. Keeping you alive. All right, Street Soldiers, appreciate you. We got three stories on the table tonight. You can pick one. We're talking about, nobody's really talking about Jackie Robinson yet, but from Jackie Robinson to Pac-Man Jones, if you got any thoughts about
Pac-Man or Jackie.
And if you don't know Pac-Man, he was the brother that was suspended by the NFL for an entire season because he can't act like he got some sense. The NFL is saying, hey, I'm tired of this. Enough of that. All right. Then we got the Virginia Tech school shooting, obviously. Safety in schools. Well, enough said on that. And in the wake of following up on last week's show on Don Imus, Snoop Dogg, and a whole bit, we have a story that New York City's Power 105 is no longer going to play music that has degrading lyrics. It's a policy station. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me, follows up on the heels of Ebony and Jet saying in their magazine, from here on in, you will never see the... Essence said it too?
Wasn't it?
No, it was Ebony and Jet because they're owned by the same company. Okay. I don't know if Essence made a statement.
Okay.
You will never see the N-word again in the magazine. The publisher said, no, I have to personally sign off. And it has to be art. I don't care. I don't care what it is. The N-word, no. And our magazine, never again. You know, I like all of that. Take a stand, Street Soldiers. Take a stand.
Marshall.
If you don't have any standards, you're in trouble, okay?
You've got to have personal standards.
You got to have community standards. You got some kind of standards.
What is that old saying? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Ever thing. Let's go to, where am I going? I'm going to Teresa.
Hello?
You are on Street Soldiers.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about Pac-Man Jones.
Okay, all right, go right ahead.
I just recently found out through my husband that he did make the apology. I just feel that on Pac-Man Jones, he's not looking at, or his friends, his so-called friends, is not looking at the simple fact that if they were his friends, they would want to see him shine. They wouldn't want to put him in harm's way. You know, when he come to the club, they'll say, nah, you need to go somewhere else, or Pac-Man Jones is in here tonight, and we're not going to have any problems, because this is a black man that's playing football. He's up on the rising. He's good, and he's doing what he needs to do in order to continue to get that big check that he's getting.
You know how many times Pac-Man has been in trouble?
A lot. He hasn't learned his lesson because he's still in the young mentality, thinking that he's still running streets, and he's worth millions of dollars.
You know, it's funny because, see, people would say, if I was, you know, just, I hear brothers all say, man, just put me in that position. Give me some money. My whole life would change everything. And opportunity and good intention, fame, has nothing to do with if your character got to be intact, no matter what.
Exactly.
The money is not going to make your character, okay? And that's what these people don't understand. You know, it has nothing to do with if I had this. He's got everything, right? He's a young man. He's 23 years old, 24 years old. You know, but hey, these guys, if the street is in you, money ain't going to change it.
And that's true. He needs to man up and handle his responsibility.
Or he needs to be a man.
Exactly. He needs to play ball. If I was him, I would say, you know, you my friends and all, I see you on that side of the line.
But you know how many cats can't handle their friends, can't handle their friends? They cannot handle their boys. They cannot handle their partners.
Well, that's not their partners. That's not their true friends. That's not what you call a true friend. A true friend knows when to back down.
To me, a true friend is someone who will never lead you to danger and somebody who will lead you away from trouble. That's my definition of a friend.
That is.
Okay, well, you know, in that sense, Pac-Man's not even a friend to himself.
No, he's not. He he may just need Jesus. I don't know if Jesus can help him right now, but he needs something.
Yeah, well, he going to have a lot of time to think about it. Thanks for your call, dear.
All right.
Thanks for your call. All right. Got one about, you know, I got so many numbers here. What? Daryl, James? Who is this? Is this James? John? All right, I'm going to go to this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, okay? Let's go to line one. Let me see what this is. Is this Azuri?
Yes, Yes, this is she.
I'm sorry. Okay, good. I got to you. Your number is 1-800-SOLDIER. Everyone who want to call in, get in the rotation. Azuri, it is your turn. Which one do you want to talk about?
My topic is Virginia Tech.
Okay.
And I just have a real quick question here. How do I say this?
Mm-hmm.
I was all ready before I got on the radio. But when you go to, you know, elementary school and high school, if you act a fool, they just send you straight to continuation school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
but at what point do you deny a person higher education because of their...
Because of their
mental record.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that question.
And I think this it has a lot to do with people, you know, with maybe like a prison record or somebody with a sexual harassment record. When do we say you can't go to this place of higher learning?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
And I think that's a question that's going to be put before
that's
folks.
That's right, exactly.
Given, this did happen at a college, which is a volunteer thing. It's not a mandatory thing like the folks at Columbine or high school. I understand what you're saying. That's a real good question. Maybe someone can answer that.
And hopefully we have some listeners out there that will take that, pick up that question, and do a little bit more research. Because, yes, that's a good question.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. I'm about to go get my roll on. I want to give a shout out to everybody roller skating tonight.
Right.
Hey, well, be
good
safe
for you.
On that
be
one.
Safe.
Have
yeah.
Fun.
Have fun. Now, have fun. That's cool. I like that. Be safe. Have fun. I need some names.
See, that was my Sunday night thing, roller skating.
Well, yell at the soul and tell him I need to punch up some folks. Okay. I got lines blinking and I need him to get to. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to Chauncey. Is this Chauncey?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're on line 3. Go right ahead, Chauncey. Pick your topic. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about the Virginia Tech thing.
Sure.
You know, and I just want to say, you know, first off, I'm not, like, you know, fully, like, informed on all this stuff, so I don't want to sound ignorant and stuff on, you know. But what I think, I just think it's, you know, sad that sometimes people just, you know, they get to this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, all la-di-da, you know, everyone goes down to, you know, the local, you know, psychiatrist or whatever, but, you know, it's really sad, and I think part of the reason is, you know, everyone, especially now, they always think, oh, yeah, you know, especially guys, you know, there was like, oh, man, I gotta be tough and stuff, you know? I can't talk about my issues. I don't know if that's what his problem was, but apparently...
That was a big part of his problem.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like he had all this anger, I guess, built up inside, which is really sad, you know, like, sometimes, you know, I feel like that, you know what I mean? But then I just talk to someone, and I'll be like, oh, you know what, that was, you know, stupid what I was mad about, you know? And so yeah, I think it's sad that he got all this anger in him, and he's just, you know, going to go out and, you know, he didn't even know the people he was shooting at, probably, right? I mean, he just went on a rampage.
Yes, he definitely went on a rampage. I agree.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm not justifying it, but it's like, you know, when people get into an argument or something with one another, mm-hmm. they have, you know, an argument between them, that's one thing, you know, I'm not saying it's right or nothing. I'm just saying, you know, when you have an argument like that, it's like, you know, but going out and just killing people just randomly, that's a whole new sickening level, you know? And it's like we glorify that today, you know, with all our, you know, video games and stuff like that, you know, Grand Theft Auto and stuff, you know? It's just like, you know, okay, I got a problem, I'll just go out and, you know, take it out on all these people, you know? And it's kind of, you know, it's like when you see this kind of stuff, you got to go look upon your life and just go, you know, wow, our whole world has got stuff like this going on all the time.
You know, one of the things we do with our organization, Omega Boys Club Street Soldiers, is when young people come in, we teach them rules for living. We have to teach them rules for living because they already know how to die.
Yeah.
We actually teach lessons in living. And the first rule at the top of our chart, and there's 4 rules, but number 1 is there's nothing more valuable than an individual's life. I mean, because I find young people, like it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You know, so what? No, life is it's important. There's nothing more valuable than an individual's life. And, you know, I mean, there's so much about death. I mean, these games, these video games are all about mowing people. And this guy watched the games.
I know what you mean.
He plays the games. He's mowing down 10,000 people in his, you know. I mean, what kind of society is that where you just killing folks all the time?
Absolutely. I mean, it even ties into the thing where you're, you know, not playing degrading music. I mean, these two issues are almost close in a way. Where it's like one can, you know, one can throw the other one off balance and stuff.
Yeah. Know? If you're fed that stuff all the time, and I'm not saying you're gonna go out and shoot somebody, no. But I'm saying it definitely gets into your system, especially if that's all you do. There's no way, man, there's no way you can just pump that stuff into you and not have that filtered in some way. You just can't do it.
No, absolutely. You know, it's like, you know, people nowadays, you know, it's all about, oh, I gotta get the car, I gotta have the money and stuff, but it's like, you think about it, what the really thing that's important is that, you know, everyone's alive, everyone's safe, you know, in a family setting. You know, it's not about how big your house is, about anything like that. It's just, you know, everyone was safe, everyone was happy, you know what I mean? And people just get so out of whack on that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I don't know if that's what drives people to do, you know, these crazy, horrible things that they do, you know, if they think, oh, you know, I'm lesser, I don't have this big house, I don't have, you know, that Bentley I want. All that kind of stuff.
So Let me tell you, I got a young man right now. I'm not going to say his name because he's probably listening. I know him very well. Mm-hmm. This brother has been fed so, he's been raised so much on material that if he doesn't have this in his mind, he's nothing.
Yeah.
He's nothing. And the things he's done to get it, I'm telling you, boy, lucky he ain't been to jail four times, all right? But he thinks that's him.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the wings on his car are him.
Yeah,
the lifted doors, that's not you. And I'm gradually taking, he's starting to understand it because, and here's the other thing. When somebody else comes out with something, he goes crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know, people nowadays just get, you know, they think, oh, you offended me, I got to go get up in your face. You know, it's like, you know, the way I try to live most of the time, it's just like, you know, you can say it. It's just, you know, your personal opinion. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, man, I got to go kill you now or anything, you know.
Right. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, just lay back and let it, you know.
Hey, live and let live. But the world doesn't seem to understand that, you know. The world doesn't understand that. So, you know, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate people like you, you know, who I get it. You know, I get it, man. We can do this a different way. We can, you know. But what that guy did, he took 32 people, innocent people's lives.
You know, if
paying them back for something they didn't do to him in the first place.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's like, you know, if everyone's connected, you know what I mean? When you start knocking everyone off, it's just, it's really sad.
It is sad. It's very sad. You know.
Well, I gotta go now, but can I just give a shout out to my friend Nicobe? You know.
You sure can tonight.
Okay.
In love, absolutely. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. You know what bothers me, ladies, still when these things happen. People don't properly, I mean, the game goes on, the other stuff. It just bothers me when there are other shows that like, they can't stop. You know, they can't stop and deal with this tragedy. They got to do that thing. I don't know. To me, there's nothing more important than this.
And that goes all the way up the line when the government couldn't see the need to put some handles on gun control. You know, there's been a bill sent up every year about gun control that is always turned down. And even after those young people lost their lives, and like DC said, to say nothing of the countless who were injured, they still say, well, we still should have the right to bear arms. Well,
he had a right.
And
those folks got a wrong done because of that right.
Say that again.
They got a run
they
wrong,
had a wrong done,
done because
as a result
of his
of
right.
A right.
Yeah. 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 That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it.
That's
the way I see it. Nova, you're on Street Soldiers.
Yes, sir. How you doing, fam?
Go right ahead, bro. We doing fine.
All right. What I'm doing is, man, I'm calling in to help some others with the issues that they're having.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to make a comment on a young lady, first of all, about the Virginia Tech issue, about making a standard, you could say, on who can go to school or not. And then from there, I just want to get the people, man, just a little poetry to open their mind up to, a lyrical flow, if you call it, real quick. Just let them know how this game is really moving out here. But for people in school, man, you can never put a limit on who could go to school, no matter what they've done in life, because we all have the right to higher education and higher learning. So if somebody's done wrong in their life and they had the chance where they served their time or they did whatever they did, and they try to come out and want to be rehabilitated, or the school's what they want to do, they have that right as a human to always learn knowledge. It should be free, and it's not. But they had a right by all means to gain it for nobody to stop them from doing that.
Okay.
And that's real on that end.
All right.
And just for the people, man, just on some lyrical flow, just let them know how real it is, man. Just want them to know this. I ain't passing on your man. I'm just passing patient. A lot of rappers is getting a chance, but what they advocating. Because I understand the impact that music hold, Stack preach love for men to improve and glue folk. I know it's hard to survive with your 9 to 5, but don't be despised, cause homie put chimes on his ride. You can have that later, tuck your greed. I wanted to stack that paper, I had to cut the trees. I know you want to hit the turf so you can style with your stripes, but yo, is that what it's worth? Is that our value on life? How low does it get? Cause I'd be surprised to hear my rhymes on 94.9 or 106. See, stack is rare for the Bay, cause I'm on the airwaves saying what rappers is scared to say. And I condoned a few hits from the start, but now since everybody going stupid, I'm getting smart. So don't mistake, no, this ain't for pesos and the skating rolls on dates with fake hoes. My job is so clear, a sign from the heavens came, so I'll always be prepared, cause time is everything. And that's for the people, man. I just wanted to call in. I appreciate what y'all got rocking out here.
Nice job,
man. Tap in and let y'all know that, man, for real.
And nice I appreciate job, you going smart, because we need a whole lot more of that. Thank
nice
you.
Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. Yeah, nice job. Nice job. Brother got talent.
You got lyrical flow.
He's saying something. Nice. But, you know, I like that.
Well, of course you like that.
I got no problem with, you know, I mean, look, I love talent. I love talent. Nice. By the way, I want to congratulate. Ooh. I want to congratulate. Oh, God, what's my boy? Prentice Powell for winning at the Bay Area Music Awards. He won the Spoken Word Artist of the Year.
He did. Congratulations.
He did. That's Prentice, good. I want to say.
Congratulations,
you, man.
Prentice.
I mean, I got to get you
keep
back in here to do some
work.
Man, you are the best. I love you, man. You are just fabulous.
A weekly event. Doesn't he win every Wednesday? Mouth Off Wednesdays at
Air Lounge.
Air Lounge.
In Ninth and Washington. Yeah. I go every week. It's that's nice. The spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, Prentice, your whole year start. Street soldier.
Eat all of nothing.
He's good. He's great. Okay, we got break time. One more break. VT, is this a Makila? Makila. We got Anthony. We got Tierra. And anybody else? We stretch run. Get in. Street soldiers. 1-800-SOLDIER.
106 KMEL Street Soldiers.
My name is Ja'Paul. 2 years ago, I received a kidney transplant. For 7.5 years, I was a patient receiving dialysis. But after my transplant, my strength and energy came back. I was able to find and marry the love of my life. I appreciate being able to be the husband that she deserves. My kidney transplant gave me my life back.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to DonateLifeCalifornia.org.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
No catch. We're so sure that Proactive Solution will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine so it will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
Oh, a catch, right?
Just for calling today, we're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Whoa, it's free?
To get your 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution and the free refining face mask, call 1-800-295-8153. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-295-8153. That's 1-800-295-8153.
You may be sitting there right now, wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-441-8301. That's 1-800-441-8301. 1-800-441-8301.
Street Soldiers. On 106 KMEL.
Okay, all right. Back with the Street Soldiers. All right, we're going to... Lisa, I can't say enough about the intelligence of the Street Soldier
caller. Oh, yeah, our caller is fabulous.
You know, I've listened to some other talk shows, and they can't hold a candle to our caller.
Ours
are fabulous. Don't be talking about our folks. Okay?
You must be having a good week for callers because sometimes.
Every now and then. We get one that stimulates a lot of conversation.
I'm listening to them. It's silly.
See, but for the most part, they are definitely
you're
thoughtful.
About the hood, okay.
Yeah.
Folks got sense. All right. Let's go to Makila.
Hi.
How are you? You're on Street Soldiers, huh?
I got a comment about Virginia Tech.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, you know how everybody's like you know, yeah, I'm not trying to act like I'm careless or anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, what that guy did was wrong and all that.
Yes.
But, I mean, with less than a day right after, people be starting having memorials for all these people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got a cousin in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people getting bombed, like, more than 100 a day.
Yeah.
And they're, like, innocent people. So, like, I mean, I know, you know, people, like, kind of stand up for their country and all that. But I just think it's kind of wrong that, you know, people be having memorials for something that happened that was accidental. And then, like, they're just careless about the war. Because the war is, like, just as important.
Well, hon, you push my button heavy about the war. Look. Folks, there's a huge number of people who are sick of that war. Huge.
I'm sick of it, too.
Okay? And you know, there's a party who's in power now that's like trying to... I mean, that war. Where can you go? I mean, yeah, I understand that. And you're talking to somebody whose brother got killed in the war. You know, my brother died over there. So, you know, it's but... Trust me, that war is not off of anybody's agenda, especially a lot of us. It's just, it don't make no sense, you know, it don't make sense at all. I just don't get it, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you're, is it your cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, pray for him, we'll pray for him. yeah, it's just... You got to get home, got to get folks home, got to get out of that mess because it ain't working.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Sorry about your brother.
Oh, hey, honey. Thank you. Thank you very much. My mom is really the one, you know, she's, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. So,
thanks
yeah.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's very, very nice. Let's go to line. No, he's gone. I'm going to have to go to this one. I'm going to have to go to Kenny.
Yeah.
You are on Street Soldiers. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about the Virginia Tech shootings. About
mm-hmm.
like, dude is just, he went and shot and everyone and everything. That's bad.
Very but, like, bad.
That he killed all those people. Like, all those people were innocent and everything. But, like, dudes is just crazy nowadays.
There are a lot of folks who are... use the word crazy. Who? Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best
like
word. I understand.
It,
yeah.
People knew that he was going to do that. There were signs about it, that he had some mental problems and everything. People didn't see that. People should have been stepped up and said, "Man, this dude's got problems."
Well, I think they did. From what I've seen, they did identify that he was sent to counseling. There was a record of the issues that he was carrying around. It's just that it didn't get
the schools did not have access to that information. Once they determined that he was mentally ill, and they treated him, they gave him medication, but the university did not have access to that information. So he went back to college. When he went in and filled out the paperwork for the gun, that information was not available.
But, like, I'm just saying, man, people gotta realize that people are just crazy. People pick on people too much nowadays. That's why they went crazy. They just pick on little innocent people nowadays.
People pick on folks, there's no doubt about that. People pick on folks. You know, hey, you're right, man. You're right.
All them people out there on the East Coast, they got nothing better to do than to pick on little kids. That's how he went crazy. Couldn't take it anymore. A man can only handle so much.
Yeah. I don't know what... We don't know all that was wrong with him or whatever it was. He took it out on all of these folks. He had no business doing that.
He had no right to do that.
No right at all.
And he
no
killed
right
himself, so obviously, that's why he was killing everyone else. Because he was ready. He was, he didn't want to live anymore.
Well, part of it is that he perceived them to have, these folks to have done something. He was going to exact revenge on them before he took his own life out. That part of the theory that went on with this guy. But it's horrible, man. Look, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
People say that we're crazy, and I don't know. But
I know.
That's
I know.
A word. If somebody has a mental illness.
Right.
I hate to, just crazy
I know, that word has a whole bad connotation.
Yeah, you don't know what right. that means. Right. I mean, he's right. just acting a fool? Well, no, if someone's sick, that's a little...
He was mentally deeper. Ill. Yeah. He was mentally ill.
Yeah, mentally ill. That's sick. You know? Yeah. Right. That's... Crazy and sick. I mean, crazy has been... I got you with the word. I know that.
It's just a fine, you know...
Well, no, the word's not a good word. Yeah. You know, because they say it about anybody, and that implies...
No, I can understand.
That implies something else.
Yeah,
but
crazy.
He was mentally ill.
He was mentally ill.
He was definitely ill.
It was clear, no doubt about it. That he was mentally ill.
No doubt about it. Okay. Anthony, you're on Street Soldiers.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right, man, go right ahead.
Dude, yeah, I want to touch base on a topic about 105, playing any music, derogatory music anymore.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I want to say, you know, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have music going in a positive direction, because we have a lot of these younger kids out here listening to the radio and taking everything literally, especially the younger generation. They're going out there and they listen to this music and they're disrespecting the women and they're following the path of, you know, the wrong path, you know, violence and drugs and abusing women and things like that. So personally, I think it's a positive direction. I like to see 105 play some more positive music, you know, along the lines of maybe like Common, Mos Def, music that means something, you know, personally. As far as the radio station goes, personally, I think 105 is going to lose a lot of listeners. They're going to lose a lot of fans, and I don't think it's going to work out personally. But me, personally, I would like to see it go that way. I think it's a good thing.
Well, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. At this point, that's not the issue for them. This is the issue for them. Is I'm sure they thought about that, but they're saying, now, I guess there's a bigger principle operating there for them, you know? You know,
yeah.
I guess there is, and, you know, some folks don't. But here's the thing. Let me say something. This is what I believe. There's a lot of good hip hop out there. It's good, man. You play it. You give it a chance. It'll be cool, man. This is a chance to put some wonderful stuff on the air. You know, that somehow this stuff has gotten in. If this is the only thing that people will listen to and like, and it's been here for like, I don't know, 10 years now. I go back to NWA, okay? That's when this whole movement started. Banging on brothers. Now you're banging on sisters. There's nothing wrong with good stuff. And I'm not even saying it all. I just want a balance. I'm tired of hearing all that all the time. You know,
there's
going to be, and maybe this will encourage artists, you know, to say, hey, man, I can do some good stuff. Because it wasn't always this way. Hip hop was not always this way.
No, it wasn't. No, exactly. No. I mean, you know, hip hop was once a good thing. You got, you know, everybody comes together and they enjoyed this music. And it was always positive music. But, I mean, now you have a lot of this negative music. And I'm not saying it's bad music. I mean, I enjoy a lot of the music that's on the radio. It's good to dance to. It's good to bump. You know, but I think we still need some of that positive music for kids to look at and open their minds up.
And you need it for adults.
Yeah.
You need it for adults, too, because adults think all our music is whack. And
I was going to say the same thing, and I think it's a good thing for adults to, you know, turn a radio station and go, hey, what's this? You know, this is hip-hop music, Mom. You know, check this out. You know, and they'll look at it. You know, hip-hop's not that bad, actually. You know, it's okay for these kids to listen to hip-hop.
If you always hear one version, that's the version. That's what you're going to think exists.
You got to remember then at the rest of the world.
Exactly. You know, I've been listening to hip-hop my entire life. I'm 23 years old. I've been listening to hip-hop my entire life. Different hip-hop. I mean, anywhere from, you know, the Click, E-40, the Mos Def, the Roots. You know, and it's funny because my parents always address hip-hop in a negative way. They said, what's this stuff you're listening to? You know, this is bad. You know?
Oh,
I'm
like, yeah.
I'm like, you guys got to listen to the words of some of this stuff. A lot of stuff's meaningful. You know, a lot of this is good stuff. You know, it's about life. It's positive. But, you know, parents don't see that. They only see what they see on the radio. So I think it's a positive thing. I just don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to lose a lot of fans.
Well, but see,
who knows? They could gain a lot of
fans. They could start a whole new group of fans.
Look, the gangster rap is where this basically
evolved from. That's right. That's right.
It sold a lot of money. People liked it. It made a lot of money all over the world. So kind of the radio kind of took that formula, and that's how it's been for the last 10 or so years. But it had to be something before that, and it's going to have to be something after that. It can't last forever, so why not now? Why not something else?
Yeah, that's true.
But also, people have to support it. I mean, it's like you always say, Doc, it's a, you know, everyone's in it together. The artists, the labels, the presenters, and the consumers. So, you know, consumers got to want it, too.
I think the public can be educated, you know. People want something different. They just need to see somebody do something different. And you know, I mean, this show right now is different, okay? This is a different show. This is, you know, it's a positive show, you know. And a lot of folks listen, a lot of folks like it. So I know that, you know, this, I know it's good. I know it's good. I'm proud of them, those folks that did that, because they stepping out on a limb, but they're stepping out on a higher principle, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. Well, I mean, that's really all I wanted to say. I hope they do good. I hope people listen in to the music, you know, get something new in life, think positive.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate
your
call.
Other than that, can I just throw in, I hope to see everybody at the Rock the Bells Festival, and I have fun.
When is that?
Rock the Bells Festival will be August 12th, and it's going to have, I mean, Wu-Tang Clan, The Roots. You know, we're going to have Nas, Mos Def, a lot of good hip-hop heads.
It's in Golden Gate Park this year, is that true?
It's going to be there, San Francisco, San Bernardino. And I believe they're going to have one in Arizona.
Hey, Street Soldiers will be there.
Okay, I'll be there, brother.
Soul will be there with the mic interviewing folks. We like that. We likes that. All right. Okay. You know what? Man, maybe... there'll be a concert you can actually go to and not worry about if I get blasted.
Any violence showing up. Just music and food and fun.
It used to be like that.
That was back in the old days.
Way back. Yeah. All right, one more DC. Yeah. One more break. We're going to get everybody in. Tierra, yeah. DJ, anybody else, get in. 1-800-SOLDIER. We will be back.
Street Soldiers.
It's the one. The only, the original.
Ain't y'all sick of us dying over nothing?
Street Soldiers, Revolutionary Radio at its finest. Keeping you alive and free. Keeping you alive. Home stretch here. Going to get as many calls as we can in the time we have remaining. And we go to Tierra.
Yes.
You're on Street Soldiers. Go right ahead, dear.
Hi. First and foremost, okay, I'm speaking on behalf of the Virginia Tech incident.
Yes.
But I do want to make a comment about Imus.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Make it.
I want to say, how do you someone have the nerve to talk and degrade someone and cause him some hope?
Oh, they call him worse. That was just one of the things he called. Yeah, because he's trying to be funny. In his mind, he's being funny. And he talks about everybody. And he'll talk about his sisters. What's the problem, you know? And he's saying that's the way everybody talk about him.
Sisters,
so what's wrong
talk
with
about
me?
Sisters. The brothers are talking about the sisters, so why can't I?
We played that last week, and that was foul. I'm just telling you, I did not like that. It's a good thing I wasn't around there. Oh. I'd have gone in the station and said, what? That was way out of pocket.
And appalled. And about the Virginia Tech situation, it's sad. First and foremost, I want to give my respect to the families who lost somebody. That's deep. I can't even imagine how it is to feel like that boy who was going to graduate in a month. He lost his life for trying to higher his standards of education and be something and do something with his life.
That's right.
Okay, from killings in Oakland. Most of those killings, you know, the kids are into stuff, so, you know, you expect it. You don't expect it, but you see it coming. But for someone innocently to get killed in a classroom trying to learn, what is this world coming to?
It's horrible. I was sick. I mean, I felt that. I'm still feeling it, but for the rest of the week, because I work with young people, and it's like, man, it was hard for me. I mean, I did it because that's what I do, but I was feeling that the whole time.
Yeah, and when that guy earlier said, you know how you got to get to know your students, treat them like your own, I really think that's for real. If it go back to, like, because my grandma always tell me when she was in school, everybody was treated like their own. You know, nobody was treated different. No one treated their children different, anything. So it was more respect boundaries. I think if we go back to yes, ma'am, no, sir, you know, respect will come back. I think that this world has gotten
People don't, you know that people don't even respect people in front of their grandmas now. In Richmond, people are getting killed in front of their grandmothers.
I know.
What is really going on? Like, and then the police is like, in Richmond, the police won't even come to the scene. And 2 hours after it happened, there was one killing. They said if the police and the ambulance would have got there a little bit faster, and they think that they could have, that person's life would have been saved. What is really going on is what I want to know. It's people fighting war in Iraq for this country, but we killing each other. What are they fighting for?
Nothing. In the end, really nothing. Nothing that they can really speak of. Even if they tell you, it's really nothing. It's nothing worth taking people's lives over. I mean, anywhere. I mean, it's none of this is working. See, that's the problem, is that none of it's working. And you would think you would do something that's working. It's not working.
Yeah, and I don't see how he got enough time when he killed them two people in the building, right?
Yeah.
And then they gave him 2 hours to get to the other side of the school.
Well, they thought the situation, I mean, they
didn't know it was him.
They didn't know it was him. Yeah. They thought that, I mean, that it was under control, or they thought it was a domestic dispute. I mean, obviously they didn't think the guy was going to go over there and do that. They thought he was...
They said the man was crazy. They said when you speak to him, he didn't even say nothing.
He didn't speak.
He called himself question mark.
Yeah. He should have been in jail. I don't care how you look at that. Or in a crazy
jail,
institute or something. I mean, he should have been in a crazy institute.
He should have been locked down. Yeah, he should have been locked down.
He shouldn't have had a gun, that's
with
for sure.
Well, definitely with that close supervision.
No way he should have had a gun.
Whether he was out or not.
I don't see how people get guns so free-handed now. Because in Oakland, I bet every boy has a gun.
You can get a gun faster than I can get a copy of autobiography of Malcolm X. Yeah.
You could get a gun faster than you could get a copy of any one of their report cards, I bet that.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's just crazy. Like, where do you get these guns from? I don't understand. Like, why is it so open? If it's not a problem for them to get a gun, then send them to Iraq. Why do we have our family members over there dying and trying to save the country when they trying to create Iraq in California? What is going on?
You need to fight this, not fight, maybe that's not where, deal with this on multiple fronts, and certainly what's going on in the hood is not being dealt with. It's not. But it's not just the authorities aren't dealing, we are doing a good job with it. We are doing a good job. The whole thou shalt not stop snitching thing when cameras are, that ain't, look, you do something in front of me, I'm telling, okay, because I don't want somebody to die. That's the way it is. I believe in that. But we are our own worst enemy, and everybody else is our own worst enemy. So, you know.
Yeah, because nobody's trying to tell nothing. But I understand when they say they're not going to snitch. Because if you tell on somebody, then you got to watch your back so you don't get killed. And then it's just an ongoing process. Why don't we just all stop? You know what I think it is? I think it's they need more programs.
Oh, yeah.
They need everything. And everything. Oh, look, yeah. Here, give one more in here. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your concern. What? The pointing. We can get one more. We can get Ashley in here.
Hello?
Ashley, it's your turn.
My name's Daphne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
Daphne.
Okay.
Go right ahead,
go ahead,
Daphne.
Go quick.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about you guys were just talking about hip-hop and how you guys need to bring it back to more positive stuff.
Sure.
And I just wanted to say, I heard somebody earlier on there named, I think his name was Nova, and how he brought up how, he spit a verse, and I felt like that was very positive, and I think that we should have more people out there who are more of lyricists rather than people out there just talking about going dumb. I mean, it's cool to go dumb out. That's what we do out in the Bay, but I feel like there needs to be more people out there who are lyricists and could bring more to the table, more to listen to, and, that's basically just what I really wanted to say.
Gotcha. Agreed. 100%. Thank you for your call. All right.
Rapping is a skill. You've been looking at me. Rapping is a skill. Mastery over the language. Rapping is a beautiful thing when done right. It's oral tradition, oral history. Can be a beautiful thing. Just got to use it.
You can see what he likes.
So I'm under the weight of the death and the destruction and all the pain and sadness. And I have a question. Do you remember the time when the neighbor would put you in check and the old ladies in church would tell your parents and check you too? What happened to that? Mm. Do you remember when you were reminded that what you do would affect all those people who would follow you, that you paved the way. Did we forget that? Were you ever told about the people who worked, suffered, struggled, and died so you can have the opportunities that you have, that we have today? Don't we remember that? Then there were the I remember when stories from long ago that motivated and inspired you to a higher standard. Where have they gone? And what about those quiet times of family prayer? Or even grandma's hand that nurtured, guided, and gave the kind of loving care that made you stop and think and change your way? Because a change needs to happen, and it needs to happen today. We must open our eyes and see that no matter what race or ethnicity, we are connected. This is Lady Estelle asking you to consider all of this.
That says it all. That says it all. That says it all. Street Soldiers, thanks for being with us one more time. Until we meet next week, stay alive and free. We'll see you next week on Street Soldiers.
Tell the youngsters
that ain't time to bury us.
Street Soldiers is keeping you alive. It is time.